Good Friday evening. It's about 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Our colleague Antoinette Grajeda will be along with us in just a moment.
She will.
Phone volunteers have gone home.
They have.
And so the fundraiser has not stopped.
It has not. No, it is.
It never stops,
It never
right?
stops. It never stops.
Because you always have a chance to pledge online.
Even outside of these 10-day on-air spring or on-air fundraisers.
That's right. But right now, we're reminding you. Mm-hmm. I guess we're not making it any easier because the website is always there, but we are reminding you that you can pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
And how important it is to give.
Because programs, and Friday night is a great example of what public radio can do. We just heard Terry Gross in Fresh Air. You don't hear interviews like that anywhere else in the broadcast world.
Definitely not.
Ozarks at Large, now a show that we put together 6 days a week about this area, this region. Then we have
Beale Street,
which is blues, which you can't find. Then Paul Kelso, Generic Blues Show, a show that has, I mean, it's just great. He's had so many live musicians in and keeps you up to date. He's given you the guide to the Blues in the Natural State Festival that's going on even as we speak on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. And then we've got Shades of Jazz.
With Robert Ginsberg.
And then even after that, at midnight, Goodnight Jazz with Daniel. Mm-hmm. Wide variety that you can't hear anywhere else. If that kind of radio, if Friday night's important to you, you can do your part, contribute what you can, you decide how much, and you can go on the web too.
SupportKUAF.com.
Ahead on tonight's edition of Ozarks at Large, a conversation with Michael Tilley, as is our Friday custom. He's the editor and publisher of TheCityWire.com. Also, Senator Mark Pryor was in the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier today. That conversation ahead and much more.
But first, with a law set to take effect requiring Arkansans to show a photo ID to vote, state Republicans are preparing a campaign to raise awareness. Doyle Webb is the state party chairman.
The Republican Party of Arkansas is announcing Operation Vote Arkansas, a plan to begin a comprehensive voter education program that will seek to inform the voters of Arkansas of these new requirements and will assist all eligible voters in obtaining their proper identification in order to vote.
The party is also lining up volunteers in each county who will be willing to drive people to county offices to get photo IDs. The new restriction won't take effect until January or when funding is available for the state to provide free IDs. In the meantime, the American Civil Liberties Union is preparing to challenge the law in court. State Director Rita Sklar says many won't have the needed materials to obtain an ID.
But you have to have certain papers to get a photo ID. You have to have a birth certificate, for instance. There are people who never had a birth certificate. They were born at home. Or often African Americans in the old days weren't issued birth certificates.
The measure was vetoed by Governor Mike Beebe, but overridden by the legislature.
The Northwest Arkansas Council recently completed a study regarding air service in Northwest Arkansas. Among the findings, business demands in the area need more low-cost air service. While Allegiant Air already flies out of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport, Rob Smith, a spokesperson for the Northwest Arkansas Council, says the area's sole low-cost carrier doesn't provide the daily service many business travelers say they need.
They need to be able to go out on a Monday and come back on a Wednesday if that's necessary. And we think that it'll drive down the cost of having employees work in Northwest Arkansas for Walmart suppliers, frankly, for every company. It'll happen for just individuals who travel. I mean, the cost of everything goes down. One of the things we calculated was that XNA had 541,000 paying passengers in 2012. We took the average fare at XNA and we took the average round-trip fare for the nation. And the difference between those is about $154.
Smith says the difference in round-trip airfare between XNA and the national average, multiplied by the number of passengers traveling through the airport, leaves Northwest Arkansas travelers paying $83 million more for flying out of the regional airport. We'll have more on the pursuit of additional low-cost air carriers next week on Ozarks at Large.
Arkansas finance officials say the state's March revenues dipped below last year's figures and didn't meet their expectations as tax collections lagged and income tax refunds rebounded. Economist John Shelnut with the state's Department of Finance and Administration explains.
March revenue collections came in below forecast by $15.1 million or 4.2% below forecast. and also below forecast for gross general revenue, which is collections, by $11 million, or 2.1%. The main story this month came from the catch-up of refunds paid out in individual income tax filings.
Individual income tax refunds in March, which lagged in January and February, were $10.1 million above the same month last year and $5.4 million above forecast.
It's baseball season. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals opened their 2013 season last night in Springdale in the opening contest of a three-game series against Midland. The Naturals fell 11-0. The series continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. And the Arkansas Razorbacks last night opened their second road series in SEC play, the first of three games. The Diamond Hogs defeated the Alabama Crimson Tide 3-1 last night. That means the Razorbacks are now 22-8 on the season, 7-3 in conference play. The three-game series continues tonight at Sewell Thomas Stadium in Tuscaloosa.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 48 degrees. Mostly sunny and warm for the start of the Fayetteville Farmers Market tomorrow and for the Heritage Festival in Fort Smith. Highs from 70 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 75 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with lows in the mid-50s.